As part of our season of podcast episodes on debates within the web design community, I want to look at the subject of discrimination. But before I introduce the topic, I want to be clear. I'm not going to tolerate any abusive comments, and I expect a mature level of debate. If I read anything I deem offensive in any way, or any mention is made of any specific individuals, I will ban you permanently from posting to BOAG World. Look, I'm sorry to be so scary, but it's the topic I want to discuss this week is one that causes a lot of maturity and a lot of impulsive posting, and this is something we need to avoid. I thought long and hard about whether we should even cover this topic. However, I believe it's such an important one, and it's something worthy of discussion. I also believe the best in people, and I believe that we're more than capable of having a mature discussion about this without it getting too carried away. So, with that in mind, here's our topic. This House proposes that the web design community needs to introduce positive discrimination to counteract the imbalance in the number of women within the sector. So what I want from you is your thoughts. Is there still a problem of gender inequality within web design? Is positive discrimination in our choice of speakers at conferences or even hiring people for jobs the right solution? Are there any other things that we should be doing to address this issue? Let me know in the comments and let's have a really cool, very sensible debate on the subject. Thanks.